The first panel this morning, Chapter 13 versus Chapter 7, Death, Crypto, Exemption, Redemption, and 3002.1 in between. The three panelists we have today are on the extreme left, Lisa Lambert, who is an assistant United States trustee, one of my favorite people because she's also a coach for the Texas Tech Duberstein team. As many of you may know, the bankruptcy moot court has a special place in my heart. Ms. Burns, Ann Burns with Cavazos Hendricks. She's a panel trustee in the Northern District. And then Yvonne Valdez. She is a Chapter 13 trustee for the Valley Divisions. Without further ado, I will give them their time. And if you haven't already, please make sure your phones are off or silenced. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning. I need to say first that as a member of the U.S. Department of Justice, the views that I express here today are my own, and I hope they mirror the U.S. Department of Justice's, but they might not. So we're going to start right into this. Well, let's start with the 341 meetings.
Perfect.
In connection with 341 meetings during COVID, as you know, we shifted to telephonic meetings. This is very popular, and it resulted in debtors having to take less time off of work to sit and wait for their meeting to be called. And it was overall something that we got feedback from the public that you wanted continued, and we listened. So the other feedback that we received, however, was that you couldn't assess the witness and their discomfort level, things that even for court we like to have in person. So compromising, we were moving to Zoom 341 meetings. They will be recorded audibly, but they will not be recorded visually. So you will see the witness during the call, but they will not be maintaining video or recording the video track. This is coming at the beginning of next year. They haven't announced a date yet. And we're coordinating with the Administrative Office of U.S. Courts about how to notice it. So it has been piloted in other areas of the country. Half of the East Coast has already gone. It's going well. So we're looking forward to getting it implemented. That's what I got on Zoom 341 meetings.
And then for the practitioners out there, I just wanted to point out that there's a best practices that the U.S. Trustee's office published and put out. I don't know if it's been widely circulated or not, but if you go to the link on the slide, that will take you to a best practice about how to prepare your debtor for those 341 Zoom meetings and what the expectations are. And I think we'll all be learning how to do those together soon.
So, Anne, is it acceptable to come shirtless to your 341 meeting?
In our practice sessions, we were talking about some of the interesting things that have happened on other people's 341s. I've had people order food from the fast food drive-through over the phone. So hopefully everyone will be clothed during the 341 meeting on Zoom.
Those types of things are included in the best practices.
All right, so we're going to start off with a light topic this morning at 8:30. We'll talk about death. And I think Lisa pointed out to us in our prep session that there is another presentation later this morning that will go into more depth about Rule 1016 and death and incapacity of debtors. But we wanted to point out some of the differences between a 7 and a 13. So I'm going to start out with Rule 1016. And before I get there, I want to commend to you, if you're not familiar with this topic or you have a situation with a debtor, there's a wonderful article by Laura. I say article, it's a law review piece by Laura Bartel. It's called Bankruptcy and the Deceased Debtor, Rule 1016 in Practice. It's a wonderful compilation of cases around the country and the outcomes in 7s and 13s when there's a death or an incapacitation or incompetency of the debtor. So Rule 1016 in a 7, in such event, the estate shall be administered and the case concluded in the same manner so far as possible as though the death or incompetency had not occurred. We want the case to go forward and the debtor's probate estate or estate to go ahead and get that discharge. And in a 13, they're looking at, you know, if further administration is possible and in the best interest of the parties, the case can proceed in a similar manner as if the debtor had not passed away. In a 7, let's look at how the rule is applied in reality.
So, how many of you have had a death in a bankruptcy case? You see this, you think this is an esoteric issue, but It's not an esoteric issue. It's going to happen at some point if you continue your consumer practice.